Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the have called me to this passage, and I
Out of your life.
Okay, thank you, Nathan.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Blog Talk Radio segment. It is May 23rd, 2017, Tuesday night around 9 o'clock. We have Dr. Lawley here with us, the creator of so many great things. I couldn't suggest just telling you what the great work he's done. But Dr. Lawley has worked with victims or people who suffer from serious diseases. So she talks about how to cure, diagnose, or treat any ailment. But knowledge and power in the right hand are a good thing. And with Dr. Lawley, you have knowledge and power in the right hand. She's got great things going on with some of the hospitals in the area, in the D.C. area, in Ohio, and many other places where she is affiliated with. But Dr. Lawley, we're not going to take up any more of your time. Join the call, please.
Oh, welcome everyone to the show tonight. This is Dr. Rhoda Zeon Alali. I'm a scholar and resident at Columbia University in New York City in the Center for Health Equity and Urban Science Education at the world-renowned Teachers College in the heart of Columbia University. And I'm excited to have the opportunity to be on that platform with my colleague who has supported my research there since 2012 and have supported me and archived our work to the world on the conference platform of 2006. And that video is available on YouTube because we've been showcasing how we can make indoor living safer through the Healthy Smart Homes 2020 project, which has been in residence from its inception there at Columbia University. So I want to give a shout-out to my colleagues, to my advisor, Dr. Barbara Wallace, who's been advising me through my entire tenure at Teachers College, which has been since 1991. That's right. I may look like a spring chicken, but I'm actually, you know, a foxy goose. We are in the heart of flood country tonight. I'm down in the south, and there's been rain for a couple of days and places around me under flood watch. But, boy, do we, is this technology in the word of these houses getting out and about and around. We have another child that has more than 600 seizures a day with a rare seizure disorder. And it just so happened that 1 week ago, maybe 10 days ago, Don and his one of his colleagues were at a health fair in Charlotte, North Carolina, and a lady came up to them, asked them if they had anything for seizures because her daughter had perpetual seizures, nonstop seizures. She was bedbound. She was nonverbal most of the time. She couldn't really stand. And she was total care. The young lady, I believe, was 20 years old. And so I told Gagan, I said, listen, I'll be in the south. I'll be coming through your city. And why don't we stop and get together? And so we agreed that we would stop and get together and hook up. And he said, listen, Doc, why don't you go out with me to see this young lady? And I was really honored that he wanted me to go with him out to assess this young woman. And we went out in the countryside to where she lived with her family and her nurses. She had nursing care for several hours of the day. When we went in, I could never imagine what perpetual seizures look like. Not even 600 seizures a day, because when people, my experience as a nurse, when my patient was having a seizure, they were having it for like 5 minutes, maybe even 10 minutes. But it was intermittent. It wasn't like continuous. When I walked in and saw this young woman in continuous seizures, it was horrifying, and it just grabbed you in your heart. And Gagan is such a skillful practitioner that we kind of tagged and teamed up our skills. We kind of did a snapshot of the energetics in her bedroom, so we took out the quantifying meters just to see what the radiation levels were. And they were not as high as I thought they would be. They were like 130, 150. Most seizures, patients as we've seen, have been in excess of 700. But she was in a hospital bed, and that bed caused her mom to lose energy when we tested the energetics of the bed. Of course, it was an electrical bed. It was picking up and broadcasting static. And they had Wi-Fi in the house, which was causing her mom to lose energy and have an imbalance. And we were testing her level of energy. We were testing her mom as a surrogate to her energy. So her mom failed basically every test, which let us know she had risk for electromagnetic hypersensitivity. So Gagan began to assess her, and like destiny, her body tested for using 3 nanos. But we didn't have Soli as part of the formula, and when Destiny began using her technology, she didn't have Soli either. So we backed up and we put Soli in the window. Fortunately, she had a north window, and we let that solar prime the energetics of that room. Let Soli sit there for about 10, 15 minutes. And it was amazing to see that we looked at her, and before our eyes, perpetual seizing, that's nonstop seizures. All of a sudden, they became intermittent, 2 or 3 seizures, then no seizures. 2 or 3 seizures, then 5 minutes, no seizures. And then he said, well, let's test her again after about 15 minutes of the Soli. Her body tested for only 2 nanos on the right foot. Her body didn't even want any nanos on the left foot. And her body only wanted 4 hours of nano a day. So we put those nanos on her, and all of a sudden the seizures stopped. There was no more seizures. She was having spasms when we went in there. Her arms were jerking. Her body was jerking with all these perpetual seizures. All that jerking stopped. So her nurse let the bed down, and her mother said usually her arms get really spastic when they start moving the upper body. There was no spastic activity in the arms. She said usually they have to fight and press the arms down to get them under the covers. There was none of that. Her arms were flaccid. They were able to manipulate them and to make her comfortable because she had fallen asleep with that solar and that nano energy. And her mother started crying. She said, this is a miracle. Now, she has never done this. The seizures ceased, and we saw a young woman at peace. And so we all were we were spellbound. So we held hands and we gave a prayer of thanksgiving to thank God for this newfound grace. Could you imagine your child? She said she was perfectly normal till she was 6 years old. Then she started getting clumsy and falling down and developed this debilitating condition that evolved into perpetual seizures nonstop. Zillions of hospitalizations. This room looked like a hospital room. And the mother herself had so much stress and anxiety managing this child. Because when you have a child with seizures, every seizure is a knock on the door of death. You never know when that seizure is going to be the one to shut down the whole circuitry of the medulla oblongata of the brain and cut off the heart and the lungs. You don't know. And so it's like, how do you get to zero stress? How do you feel? How do you relax? How do you let go? How do you breathe? I was so overwhelmed when I left there. I was crying. The people traveling with me, they were crying. We were all in, we were just in shock that any human being would be suffering, let alone a child. And any mother would have to, or father would have to carry that duress, that burden. We sold technology to retrofit her bedroom. And before we could leave, we were outside talking to Gagan about the whole case. We were all reminiscing because we were all in shock of what we were seeing. And the mother ran out and said, "She's talking, she's talking." And we're like, "Is this new for her?" She said, "Yes, for her to clearly articulate, to conceptualize something and clearly articulate it." And she was still in tears. Ladies and gentlemen, another child finding just a scratch of hope, just a ray of hope. Another child blessed to just be 10 minutes without a seizure. It overwhelmed me. It still overwhelms me. That children are suffering to that magnitude. And that we have this little electrical safety device that was never, ever created to treat, diagnose, cure, prevent any kind of disease. And yet, by inspiration of the Most High God, a child that couldn't even speak, in the middle of a seizure, her mother got up and was inspired to put it on that child, Morgan. And from that one act of faith came revelation that just maybe we've scratched the surface. I'm here to tell you today I've been in meetings for 4 hours with university teams that are coming together, researchers, powerful researchers, that are going to archive this story and put this story and set up registration with the research institutes. We're getting ready to launch clinical studies. The funding has, a grant has been pre-allocated for just for this collaborative. We are so excited. We've met with people who are in housing development officers that say, "Yes, we'll do some research and collaboration with you." We've waited a long time, but I'm here to tell you that the troops are forming. People have heard us. My heart thought today, it was almost as if I could hear Martin Luther King saying, "We shall overcome." And I passed through a place where these African-American students had to do a sit-in at the lunch counter where black people could not be served here in America just a few years ago. And they were holding on to the hope that all men were created equal. And today, I've been reflecting on all of this evolution. Today I went to Walmart and got me some more boats and fish, and I met this 12-year-old who taught me that a circle and a square had the same dynamics of degrees. Circle's 360 degrees. And did you know a square is 360 degrees? He said that to me. I said, no, sir, I did not know that. He said, well, Dr. Lally, you can do the math. You have four 90-degree angles. 90 times 4 is 360. I said, all day long. He said, well, then you've got your answer. This young man was so dynamic, I went to Walmart, bought him 2 boats and 8 fish. And I taught him, I took him to Lake Genesaret. Route. We talked about that, how what you say is what you get. And when you decree and declare the word of God over things, he ignites it with his anointing, with his grace, with his fire. He quickens life to bring things to fruition so we can make life better. And I'm so excited about making life better. I'm so excited that in this great country we call America, it is all about the process of innovation and evolution. And I'm so excited that God made all kinds of people at all colors, all heights, all sizes, all kinds of abilities. Because when we really clear the dust, and when the sky clears so we can have visual acuity, we can see things clearly, we're going to see that every single one of us has a gift. And because all of you have brought your gifts together in your families, in your towns, in your communities, you've been knocking on the doors, you've been telling people, hey, we can have better environments. We don't have to just go green. We need to go green and safe. And because all of you have become innovators, all of you have become scientists, all of you have become community advocates, all of you have knocked on doors, and to see if the reason why somebody is sick in your neighborhood, in your community, is because of some type of environmental toxins. We have so many testimonies. But they're not going to miss anymore because we're getting ready to put together a team of graduate students who are going to be calling you for these testimonies, archiving these testimonies, because we're getting ready to rock the world with the love that we are. We know that everything that we've been doing is powered by the fact that we love humanity such we want to leave a legacy of wellness. And I'm so excited. I'm on top of the world. I have seen a miracle of miracles. I have seen this technology created, inspired by the hand of God, do another miracle in my face that I cannot deny. You cannot deny a mother who watches her child in perpetual seizures stand there with this amazing hope that maybe this is an answer. This is a source. And to watch more than 600 seizures a day come to a screeching halt, even if it's just for 10 minutes. She texted to God and said, the young woman had a very restful night. And so I am continuing to pray. We want to raise money to get her house tubed up and more filters in her house. And solely all over her house, because solely is just doing the exceeding. She is doing the exceeding. I'm telling you, this technology is rocking my world. We had a big training down just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina on Sunday. And the people were there. We were just doing a two-hour balance training. The people were there for daycares, hair salons, mental health, behavioral institutes, because they have been seeing these nanos, the results of the nanos on people in the community, and they wanted the information. And they wanted the opportunity to distribute. We are so excited about moving forward with this technology because the word is getting out. One of the daycare providers said to me, Dr. Lally, it's so hard now to provide care for these children. Something is going on with the children. She said, I had to send a three-year-old. I had to suspend a three-year-old who became so violent, fighting the other children, fighting the other staff. And this is only in one of these daycares that all these children have this remarked violent, aggressive behavior. I can't keep staff in that daycare. There's got to be something else going on. The community is deeply concerned. The word is getting out. Do you know a two-hour training that was supposed to be from 7:30 to 9:30 commenced all the way till 2:30 in the morning? The people would not leave. They brought so many stories, so many situations. They wanted to rehearse Bedort testing, muscle response testing. They wanted to look at videos. They wanted to dialogue about their situations, what was happening, the massive numbers of mental illness, people with so much anxiety, the massive numbers of drug overdoses. Heroin is through the roof and off of the chart, heroin overdose. I couldn't believe in Ohio alone, there was 80 overdoses in last weekend. In Northern Kentucky, there was 77 overdoses in one weekend. And so I am so excited today to say forward, forward, environmental health is a legacy we will live together. And if we continue to fight and continue to educate, continue to test, continue to knock on doors, we're winning, we're going to win, because I'm not coming down off the mountain. I can hear Martin Luther King say, yeah, we might have some difficult days ahead, but we're going to get to the mountain. We're going to have our voices heard. This movement is perpetual. Nothing can stop it. I am so happy that Dr. Ben Carson picked up where the Surgeon General Regina Benjamin left off, continuing the campaign for healthy, smart homes, healthy, smart schools, because we can do better. We have better resources. We have better knowledge. And shame on the people who want to perpetuate environmental racism and environmental toxins. Shame on them, because this is what's so diabolical about people that will evil for other people. They will evil to double and triple in their own lives. When you stage a game to bring somebody else down, to hurt somebody else down, that thing doubles and triples and comes back and consumes you. It may consume your spouse or even your children. And so I am so happy for the miracle of this young woman, whose name I can't release because I don't have permission of her parents, of her family yet, but I'm sure in the days ahead we're going to have the opportunity to share her testimony and have her mother on the show to share her testimony. We are looking forward to a four-day training in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, probably the last week of July or the second week of August. And so I'm excited about doing the four-day training in that area because we have a lot of teachers who are interested in classroom mitigation. They said these classes, the children are so unruly and so much disruption in the class that they believe the environment is causing this perpetual disruptive activity and disrespectful regard. And I said, it's true. It is a scientific fact that high radiation levels, electrical high radiation levels, or EHR, can alter the brain theta wave, which helps you manage your emotions, and the brain alpha wave, which gives you reasoning ability. And it can cause students to be disruptive, loud, aggressive, raging with anger. And so we got to get something done. We're doing it. By identifying the problem, that's the first step. By identifying the problem first, then we can research and identify solutions and go forth and win. So that's enough about me tonight. I want to say thanks to Elder Clark again for coming on the show last week, talking about what's happening at the United Nations and how our forthcoming consecration as environmental bishops. Thank you again, Elder Clark, if you're on the show, on the line listening in. I want to thank again my colleagues at Howard University for the wonderful support you gave me with the business development and positioning us to be engaged for grants and academe. I am so grateful for all the time and resource and guidance that you gave us. And I'm so excited that you guided us to the consultants that are now working with us. This is just incredible. I am just so humbled and so grateful for so many people reaching out to help us and to move this vision forward. So I will tell you that I've been in water. I've been rained on today and dried out two or three times. And so I am exhausted. But before I got into this hotel to get a good night's sleep and said goodnight, I got a whole round of four people waiting to talk to me about some other projects that are going on to set us up with a collaboration with universities. I want to just open up the line and see if anybody's got any testimonies tonight. I want to say hello to our Canadian family, a shout out to them. A Thanksgiving for all the hard work you've been doing. And we've got some new farmers that are going to be using the technology for crop farming. We got some urban farming. The units are going to be using the water system to see, to measure and study what it's doing for the plants. And we have a new business entity. We will be training, expanding our training online, so I'm so excited about this whole quest. Anybody that that's called in tonight, you have a burning testimony to share? So unmute your line and let me hear from you. Anybody have a testimony to share about their homes?
Not I.
Okay. Well, I have one testimony to share before I get off this line. We've been talking about people calling in about the technology helps to increase gas mileage. You get better gas consumption when you plug in your cell phone that has a nano in it. Well, I just, plug my cell phone in when I'm on the highway. But this time I'm traveling in a truck. And I was blown away to find out that we went on a 6-hour trip from Atlanta, Georgia to Charlotte, North Carolina. And we used 1/4 tank of gas in a 20-gallon gallon truck. I was told that takes usually a half a tank of gas in this car. No one could believe we came from Atlanta to Charlotte with 1/4 tank of gas with a phone that had a nano plugged in. So as I said, Toyotas and Chevys continue to show energy savings, increased gas mileage when the cell phone that has a nano in it is plugged into the cigarette lighter. It corrects power factor and makes, I guess, combustion of the gas more efficient. So having said that, it cost us about $10 to go from Atlanta to Charlotte, North Carolina. I know that just put a big smile on everybody's face. So get your nanos, get them in your phones, go plug them in your car and see if you're also saving gas. On that note, I'm going to say goodnight early to everybody. Thank you for being on the show tonight. To my Canadian family, I love and celebrate you. I want to talk about Ecosphere in September because we have some professors and researchers and medical doctors that are fired up about the Ecosphere in Canada and want to participate. So if somebody could fax me the information up there so I can get it out to everybody and we can get the team that's traveling that way to participate. If no
yeah,
one has
we'll
any
do it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll do it. Be on the 30th and 1st of October for Ecosphere in Sherbrooke, Quebec.
Oh, wonderful.
So I'll send you some info on that.
Oh, thank you, Mario. And thank you, Rob, for sharing information on the Soli with energy savings. We are so excited that she is truly showing forth herself as sustainable technology, enhancing energy savings and fuel efficiency. And the sky is the limit with what we're doing, but we are coming into formation. We are coming into people aligning to document the legacy, the history, the journey. And so having said that, let's journey forward. And as my affirmation people say, I am so happy and I am so grateful that each and every one of you are part of my life, part of this vision, part of the strength, part of the love I climb with. And so because of your hope for me, because of your hope for this movement, so many people have better lives. So many children have quality of life. I got a chance to see Miss Destiny, a college student, seizure-free. She didn't have one seizure while I was a guest in her home for over 8 hours. Not one. A child that went from 600 seizures a day every 25 seconds, having no seizures, a child that could not do math all of her life, she could not add 2 plus 3 and get 5, is now doing math. And she was absolutely fabulous. So, good night, everyone. Have a blessed evening. I'll see everybody next Tuesday. To my engineer, Jonathan here, you are the bomb to the .com. To our gracious host, Ida Morse, we love you. You're the queen of our show. To all the kings and queens that tune in every week to send forth your love and your energy, I celebrate you. Have a wonderful evening, a wonderful week. Keep the good work up, and let's move forward together. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Dr. Lally. I see you.
Good night.
Bye, Rod.
Anybody in here been through some storms? If you've been through some storms, raise 2 hands. Well, I see some folks didn't raise their hands. I want to tell you, your storm is on the way. Do I have a witness here? All of us have to go through. Do I have a witness? In fact, the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of them all. In fact, I want to tell you tonight, you have to go through in order to get out. Do I have a witness here? Anybody here, if you've been through and God brought you out, I want you to tell 2 people, say, neighbor, I've been through, but I'm still here. Tell somebody else that.
Help, Father.
so many things. So many things. I left under. Hallelujah. But in spite of all that, look at somebody and tell them, I got the victory. Come on, tell them, I got the victory. It's grace and mercy. Grace and mercy keeping me. Come on, say it. Oh. Yeah.